I'd like you to take your blue hymnal and open it. Open your blue hymnal to hymn 661 that we just read, that we just sang. Open it to 661. Choir, forgive me. They cast their net in Galilee, just off the hills of brown. Such happy, simple fisher folk before the Lord came down. Verse number 4. The peace of God, it is no peace, but strife closed in the sod. Yet let us pray for but one thing, the glorious peace of God. These verses were written by William Alexander Percy, a Mississippian from Greenville, Mississippi. William Alexander Percy was the uncle of the famous Louisiana writer Walker Percy. And I believe that William Alexander Percy is telling us something about the peace that comes from God, and how that peace fills our hearts brimful and yet breaks our hearts as well. It is not the peace that we often think about, that state of trouble-free living that so many associate with peaceful living. No, this is the peace that is part of the old human story, buried in the dirt, buried in the earth, buried in the sod. And it is something that exists a bit beyond what is human. And although the peace of God is not what we expect, it is something for which we long for, that we yearn for. I believe that William Alexander Percy is saying something true about appearances and reality. This hymn is telling us that sometimes God's peace will look anything but peaceful, and how we often have peace described to us. In fact, God's peace might unmake the world a bit. God's peace might unmake our worlds a bit. And every person in this room this morning has a notion of what real peace might look like. I believe you could paint that picture. And if I am left to my own devices, I find myself yearning for a peace that is really just a situation of optimal experience. What I sometimes described as a beautiful and delicious condition of suspended animation, where I am untouched, where others cannot touch me and I don't have to touch others. Or perhaps peace for me often is the optimal experience of the people that I love, so that they too could have a suspended animation, not constrained by the limitations of time and space, not constrained by the limitations of compassion that seem to riddle this world in which we live. That they can live free of constraint. William Alexander Percy's hymn is challenging the figments of my imagination. God's peace might very well challenge the figments of my imagination. Challenge those things that I believe would make for peace in my own life. Jesus is challenging a bit. Peace I leave with you. Notice the subtlety. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives peace. And so do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Notice the subtlety. The implication is that if we walk in the peace that Jesus is offering, there will come moments with some fear and some trembling. And if I was standing with the disciples, I might say, yeah, you know, Jesus, thanks, but no thanks. You hang on to that peace. I like this suspended animation that I've worked out. You hang on to that peace. Thanks, but no thanks. Jesus is preparing his friends for the day when he will no longer be with them. And that is a day when they will not have a touchstone upon which to place their trembling fingers. Every person in this room today can tell a story about when life suddenly changes. And when what we have thought of as a peaceful life is taken from us. And any number of things can open that box of powerlessness. Usually it is a loss. The loss of a marriage, the loss of a dream, the loss of a life, the loss of some hopeful tether to which we have bound the days of our lives. And so we feel panic. And there are questions, and there is sorrow, and there is anger, and there is a reminder of the powerlessness that comes with simply being human. It is so hard to grasp at the concept of peace in the midst of any real crisis. And perhaps you're like me in that crisis. Often, I would rather fill the painful emptiness with my old certainties, with my half-baked platitudes. Fill the painful emptiness with a soft and whispering proposition of peace. A soft whisper that says, oh, your suffering will make sense if you will only be patient. And so, Austin, be at peace. Be peaceful. Be peaceful. This is just the way of the world. It will all work out in the end. Time is healing all the wounds, don't you know? And although it is a sweet thought, although it is soothing, I often find there is a bitter aftertaste. And that's why I find truth in the words of this hymn. The peace of God, it is no peace, but strife closed in the sod. Sometimes there remains an aching in the heart that no soft and sentimental words can touch. For some of us, there are days when what the world calls peace is simply not enough of a blanket to cover us from the real cold. The platitudes are not enough. We need the power in the presence of something, a someone, who will do more than just make sense out of our troubles. We need that someone who will walk a mile in our shoes with us. And I admit that I often need someone who will walk that mile for me. Who will walk that mile for me. I don't want to simply make sense. I don't simply want the door to close on something old. I need a new door. I need a new life in the midst of that kind of suffering. And what Jesus promises is that there is a new door, and there is a new life, and there is a new friend, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will carry a light for us when we can't carry it into that forest of darkness. And it is the power of the Holy Spirit walking in our shoes with us and for us who will find a passage through the superficial, the sentimental platitudes of a worldly peace. The Holy Spirit carries the medicine that is real, the balm for broken hearts. The Spirit carries a peace from God that overcomes this world. Although it often seems foolish, although it is often misunderstood in this world, it is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, as I like to think, who undertakes the deep water diving, undertakes the deep gardening of the human heart, where God's unseen and loving hand is rebuilding lives that are broken, that have lost their tether on what the world calls peace. It is this Holy Spirit that brings a real and meaningful and lasting peace. Not as the world gives, but as Christ gives to those who follow him. Those in this room today who are following Christ will find that your lives more and more begin to look like the lives of the disciples. Which means that our lives will sometimes look anything but peaceful in the eyes of others or the eyes of the world. Our lives will look anything but peaceful in the eyes of those who confuse leisure and pleasure and security with the peace that only comes from above. The promise that Jesus makes to this small band of friends some 2,000 years ago is a promise that stands today for those in this room who are following Christ, that we are not left alone in this world to die a thousand deaths, to die a thousand deaths in our hearts and souls. We are not left in this world to die and then receive those sentimental bromides and platitudes given to us from a sick world that often wipes its feet on the followers of Christ like a doormat. No, we're not left to die a thousand deaths. We have more. We have much more than the peace that the world would hand to us like a door prize. Like a door prize for children saying, "Thank you for playing. Please do come again." No. There is a holy power. There is a powerful someone that Jesus promises is standing with us, who gently, very gently, brushes aside the peace that the world would give us, just as you would brush aside a piece of candy. There is a holy power, a powerful someone who brings meat, who brings medicine, who brings hope, who brings the words that come from another time and place where our Redeemer liveth. There is a holy power, a powerful someone that carries the divine gift, the peace that can only come from God. And it is to this someone that we pray. It is for this someone that we give our hearts and our souls. It is in the name of this holy and powerful presence, that we raise our hands week after week, that we raise our hands year after year and century after century, offering the words of a timeless blessing, a blessing that you know. And I want you to listen and listen to it very closely. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, remain with you always. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God. My friends, that is another way for us to pray for this one thing, this one medicine that brings healing as the world fails us. It's another way of saying, now let us all pray for that one thing, the marvelous peace of God.